Awards loop number two for Kent Fleming. Dash the Cash Man. He's resuming from a break. Ned's round coming back from a spell as well. Cascada Rossa, Matthew Dunn. Coming back from the break, Jeff Lloyd riding.
3. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting.
State
Angry
Express is another one coming back from the break as well.
Corey Bernardi unknown after the Tango Liberal Yankee Senator confirmed to Malcolm Turnbull that he's defecting to sit on the
cross bench.
These runners
will load shortly for our maiden trial.
Peter
Dutton number 4 of 11.
A betrayal of Liberal Party values. While
Black
Christopher
took
Pine
out the previous,
leading all the
Parliament.
Way, just falling across
Meanwhile,
the line
South
as So Serene come out
Jay
after the last 50 metres.
Joining forces
that was 58.39 they ran.
To form government after the state's election. He told ABC Radio that they don't what they don't want
the,
is rubble,
hasn't
which is
them
made up of
yet.
Every single Conservative splinter group that seems to be emerging
here.
In South Australian
Rossa,
politics.
Number 3,
and
an end tie by Chester Rossa,
football manager Jason
and
Irvine
Tango
has
Yankee,
been charged over the salary cap
Mountain
scandal
Philly.
After he was arrested in Leichhardt yesterday.
Fairfax okay, they're moving up. Ned's round goes in.
Transcripts reveal Irvine did admit to engaging
Stage
in several
Express
schemes to pay
has
disgruntled players,
into its position.
Including giving them
the
cash
Lord's
from
moves along. The Dash for Cash Mayor.
In sport, Warriors prop Sam Lavoni
Tango Yankee now
he's
walking up. Luke Rolls riding for Matthew Dunn.
In his debut in the annual NRL All-Stars match on Friday night, after
and
he was named on the
three
bench for Melbourne England squad.
Cascada Rossa.
The 22-year-old is also the only Warriors
player
named
Express,
in the fixture
last cry,
and
also
says it will be the biggest stage he's played on in his three-year NRL Premiership career.
So the weather
Lavoni
really warming up here on the Gold
Warriors
Coast in Queensland.
Games last year, averaging 81.7 metres and 16 tackles per match.
Getting behind this one, number 4.
Nick Styles
Yankee
has been on the front foot in reprimanding high-profile recruit Scott Higginbotham after an altercation with police in Brisbane's Fortitude Valley saw him charged with assault and illegally entering a police premises. Styles has stood him down from training
them,
with
so
the squad
understand.
And insists he won't let the dumb act overshadow all the gains
so
the Reds have made, including
up
the arrival of Wallaby great George Smith.
Another
Alistair
attempt
Cook
has been made with Tango
England
Yankee.
England Test captain after a record 59 matches in the role, and Brisbane Roar winger Tommy Orr.
Tango Yankee
the squad
still
daughter,
spinning sideways
daughter,
towards the gate.
Overawed by the occasion tomorrow night when they take on Shanghai Shenhua for a spot in the AFC
they form a
Champions
scrum
League
her
group
and
stage. Shenhua has splashed
playing
out
the game
on a
multi-million-dollar
deal for Argentine striker Carlos Tevez.
Matthew Dunn's other runner, Cascada Rossa, looks a picture of health over there behind the start. A lovely-looking horse.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Cascada Rossa is an end tie by Chester Rossa. Last start at Musselbrook back in September of last year. So some time off there for this end tie by Chester Rossa. Cascada Rossa, but does look well.
We had the
six starts
in
two places.
The Patriots coaching staff do.
The stable mate, though, is playing up here. Tango Yankee. Delaying the start for this maiden field. Nice and quiet behind the starting stalls is Little Native. One framed by Leon Elliott.
Sky Sports Radio.
Laura Cheshire has the ride there.
Everyone's on their way.
The jockey will dismount Tango Yankee.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event.
No success
the
with
championships
trying to lead
to
her into the gate with the rider on, so they'll try it another way. The one's getting restless in the starting stalls. It's the Grey Stage Express.
The Championships, Dubbo, Sunday, February 19.
He's definitely not playing the game here, Tango Yankee.
English Premier is a winning formula producing elite racehorses like Star
her
Major
up,
Mika.
To drive
over 700
her into the gate
across 4 days. The 2017 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale, February 26th to March 1 at Oakland's
no,
Melbourne. Catalogue
of those front toes
at
in. So delay here at the Gold Coast Cross for this maiden as we try and get
Sunday,
this filly in.
February 11 for day 2 of the Star Chinese Festival of Racing, Australia's first multicultural racing festival.
But there is a delay here, Chantel, as we wait to see what happens
with
this
with
daughter of
festivities, entertainment, giveaways and all the racing
rolls
action
out of the
on
saddle.
The track
she's
including
just not
the
playing
Star
the game at the moment.
Holiday.
She's been led away, so we'll stand by whether she's going to come out or not.
For tickets and information,
now they're going to bring Cascada Rossa,
theatc.com.au.
The stable mate up into the gate and now
on Sky Sports Radio.
He wants to turn it on as well, so a few troublesome here.
Via the Tab app wherever you travel.
It's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing
Cascada
information.
Cascada Rossa, they're going to make another attempt with.
Yeah, a very good morning to Simon Harrison in the chair at 7 after 10. In
Ed
just
Brown's
a moment,
been in there
we
for
will
some
preview
time
this meeting at Newcastle.
By Nadeem,
up past
Helen
10,
Page,
Greg
Jackson
Hayes will join
Morris
me in the studio with On the Pace, and then
he's
into
coming back from a break
from 11 o'clock with the Tabcorp Park meeting at Benangle.
September of last year, Ned's round.
Stewie Turner to look at Gosford Grays.
He's down the track at the Sunshine Coast.
The information net with Barry Fleecy. And Warren Huntley will preview Ballarat.
Now
Michael Charge
to take a look
at Townsville. Exciting day for the club
so
at Newcastle.
The next one in is
new
last
track
cry,
this afternoon.
Cry,
and track manager Peter Birch is with us.
Ryan
Peter, good morning.
Riding. Comes
morning,
up to
gentlemen.
Gate 5.
Now, I've had a fair bit of rain in Sydney town this morning. Pete, have you had much around your
end? Cheshire on the 7
no,
here, little native.
Simon.
It'll be the next one to load.
5 mils of irrigation on the course proper this morning. So,
little native comes in.
Just to keep it nice and fresh for this afternoon.
That's okay, so what's the track rating?
Slowly but surely getting into the gates for this trial, but there has been a bit of a delay before we get underway here.
For the week. Put on the track, and also
yeah,
we had
start to soar at the Gold Coast.
But
another attempt here with number 7, Little Native.
Beautiful day, but it's fairly warm.
Okay, and you'll have the first Gilding four races
Minardi,
on the course proper, and then the back half of the card on the Beaumont.
Yeah, that's correct, Simon.
So it's first public
first
trial as well. It's gone
300, 900,
further back from the stall.
1850, and hopefully.
Yeah, we've got a loose horse on the track here, please note. Loose horse. Number 5, Last Cry, is on the loose at the 700 metres riderless horse. All up across to you, Sean.
At least you haven't got the rain to contend with.
Not
anyway,
a problem,
so
Dan. We're not having
morning.
Much luck
yeah,
well, with these delays, aren't we? So a few reluctant to go into the gates. And now we have one loose in Last Cry. And she has had one start. She raced back on the 22nd of January there. So she's away at the moment. Hopefully we shouldn't be too far away from
Thanks very much for the update. And good luck with the meeting this afternoon.
Thank you very
whether
much,
or not
bye.
Peter Birch there,
she
so
takes
the track
part.
Riding
we're not
a
too
good
sure. We're not too sure if they're going to
the
leave the horses
in the true position
in the gate.
And
they
Gary
haven't
Harley
started to unload them or anything
the
yet,
Gaz,
so they might
to you.
Capture last
yeah,
try
morning,
there,
yeah,
and whether or not
the
they bring her back around to the gate.
11,
it's a little bit of the unknown there, so we're not too sure.
But
hopefully, we aren't too far away from the 4 feet here at the Gold Coast.
Today's a big day. First time they race on it.
Just a small field, Gary. It's over 2,300 metres at class one. And with the scratching at number 5, South Pearl, we're down to a field of 4. I'll have a look at the South big start. So one destination, Tucson, 180 into 165. Two Sahara Strike, 340 to 380. Three Set the Tone, 480 to $5. Four Haverzak, 11 to 12. So odds on the destination, Tucson. And as I speak, Gary, into $1.60.
Looks like they are moving the remainder of the field in,
really
so we shouldn't be too far away from this first trial. I can see that Last Cry has made her way back around the gate. She's still riderless, and now we've got Little Native, the 7-year-old gelding, having his first start, not really wanting to partake in this trial. The jockey just getting off and waving the whip behind him. Hopefully he moves in straight away. There you go. He's moved in, so we're still waiting on Last Cry, the riderless filly, and the other horse behind the gates there that's still out. I just quite can't see who it is. We might head back to Dan now. Hopefully we shouldn't be too far away from them being underway.
Thanks, Chantel. Two late scratchings, Last Cry and Tango Yankee. They're all set, ready to jump in Heat 4. They're off this time. It was a good start from Cascada Rossa. Ned's Round began fast off his inside gate. He'll go through Ned's Round to lead by length and a quarter. Cascada Rossa is second. The Lord's Loop will settle third. A break in the field then to Little Native and Stage Express is at the tail of the field. We've got two late scratchings, Tango Yankee and Last Cry. Up the side they go, 600 metres to go, and Ned's Round. He got to the lead, the Golden Bond hit him, and he's out by 2.5. Second is Cascada Rossa, a similar margin. The third was the Lord's Blue. Then came Little Navy, and last of all is Stage Express. They're on the home turn, and the jockey sits quietly, Jackson Morris, on Ned's Round. Straightens up at the 275 in front, coming off He's back now was Cascada Rossa for Jeff Lloyd. And soon afterwards, Cascada Rossa put his nose in front. The Lord's Lutz down the outside. It's Cascada Rossa in front, breaking clear now. And Cascada Rossa is too good. The Testarossa Entire has won it from the Lord's Lutz. Ned's around third. And Little Native is fourth. Stasis Express was last time, and the scratchings at the start were Tango Yankee and Last Cry. They've run 59.29. Cascada Rossa just had to sit on them around the home turn, and Jeff Lloyd pulled him out to chase the leader Ned's round. Although he wanted to get his head sideways a fraction, soon afterwards, once he got to Ned's round, he raced away, put a gap in them very quickly. Good performance there. Jeff Lloyd riding the winning horse. That was Cascada Rossa. Matthew Dunn prepared Entire. Has defeated the Lord's Loot, number two. R. Bishop riding for Kent Fleming. And Ned's round, who was the early leader, had finished third. Jackson Morris for Helen Page. 3, 2, and 1. Margins coming out as a length and a half by a half in 59.29. Thanks, Chantel.
Thanks for that, Dan. Yep, Cascada Rossa, that was his first trial under Matt Dunn's care there. He sat just off the speed. It's interesting to see that he's still a four-year-old Entire. They haven't gelded him, so you'll think he'd want to be winning a few races sooner rather than later. Or he might be a few stones lighter there. So he's a nice type of horse. I remember him down in New South Wales, and he's made his way up. Well, I guess he is still really trained in New South Wales down at Mwoolumba, just on the Gold Coast border there. Into second spot was the Lord's Loot, who made up good ground, and then Ned's Round, who led them up at a nice tempo there. We haven't seen him since the 18th of September. We might go back and watch a full replay of Cascada Rossa taking out
the Your Welcome Memorial. It's a okay, class
Yankee.
One.
Scratching they're all set, to six, ready to jump, and heat four. They're off this time. It was a good start from Cascada Rossa. Ned's Round began fast off his inside gate. He'll go through Ned's Round to lead by a length and a quarter. Cascada Rossa is second. The Lord's Loot will settle third. A break in the field then to Little Native, and Stage Express is at the tail of the field. We've got two late scratchings, Tango Yankee and Last Cry. Up the side they go, 600 metres to go, and Ned's Round. He got to the lead. The gelding by Nadine, and he's out by 2.5. Second is Cascada Rossa. A similar margin. Third was the Lord's Loot. Then came Little Navy. And last of all is Stage Express. They're on the home turn. And the jockey sits quietly. Jackson Morris on Ned's Round. Straightens up at the 2.75 in front. Coming off his back now was Cascada Rossa for Jeff Lloyd. And soon afterwards, Cascada Rossa put his nose in front. The Lord's Loot's down the outside. It's Cascada Rossa in front, breaking clear now. And Cascada Rossa is too good. The Testarossa Entire has won it from the Lord's Loot. Ned's round third, and Little Native is fourth. Stasis Express was last time, and the scratchings at the start were Tango Yankee and Last Cry. They've run 59.29.
Cascada Rossa, Testarossa horse, trained by Matt Dunn. The Lord's Loot is in the second spot. A four-year-old Dash for Cashmere, trained by Kent Fleming. And Ned's Round, Nadine, four-year-old gelding, trained by Helen at Page. 59.29, so slower than the previous two trials, and the margin 1.5. by half a length. That was Heat 4. We'll take a short break. Be back with Heat 5, another for the maiden.
Over 1400. I said that the order here coming was 20-1. He said, well, he did surprise me a bit because his trials were over 800 metres and he sort of was out sprinting. Like he's bred to stay. And so when we go to Kembla 1400,
girl, it's really good to see you come all around. I know you've
been long. Back one and last, pulled out at the 400 and just took off and won by nearly 3.5 lengths. Now, he's by High Chapter out of Zabil there. He's related. He's bred on the same lines as Bjorn's father, Murray Baker's champion, It's a Done Deal. And Bjorn said to me, I've nominated him for the Australian Derby, and he expects him to run really good. Now, this big track, the course proper, like Kembla, is going to suit him ideally. He's booked Kieran McAvoy to ride him. McAvoy, of course, good success for the stable, winning the Durman 10,000 on Music Magnate, winning the Expressway the other day. He's a hot prospect, mate. I got him the bet of the day. I can't believe Simon, they bet $6. Three on top to beat number two, Ballastrand. Very honest. Nice win at Kembla. Beautifully rated in front by Blake Shin. Come to the Beaumont track last start. Poets Advocate beat him. but he did go okay. He's the main threat. Number four, Super B, definite place chance for John Thompson. Went all right at Kemmler last start. And number seven, Best of the Others, final gaze. He'll run on strong at the end of the mile here for Kylie Gavitlock. 3, 2, 4, and 7.
3, 2, 4, 7. You'd be an internet punter these days, though, wouldn't you, Gaz? Or did you do the frantic dash down to the tab?
Don't even know how to turn it on, Simon.
So you did the frantic dash to the tab, filled out the ticket and into the Eureka machine, eh?
Yeah, they've got the tab account. Just ring up on the phone.
Oh, you're on the telephone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 3, 2, 4, 7 there. Impavito looks hard to beat in the third. The fourth, Gaz, is the final leg of the early quaddie. It's a maiden over 1,850. Now, 8 Power From Within is the one scratching here. And with your tab fixed, one Prescience opened $1.90 is now $1.60. 2 Prime Justice has been 15-16. 3, GGI, 61-71. 4, Oziki, $81. 5, Rotoiti is $3.60. 6, Royalty Rising, 17-19. 7, Madam Jura, $5. And 9, Prey Songs, $34. Odds on here, Prescience at $1.60.
Surely this is his race, Simon. Like Waller's other horse in the first race, this one should definitely get the money today. He's an import, Prescience, trained by Chris, as I said. He's had 16 starts without winning for 11 placings. Now, the other day at Canterbury over the 1900, he covered a bit of ground, and he was still game at the finish. Got beat about three quarters of a length from third. Now, on the big track today, 1850, just right up his alley, and Chris has applied the blinkers for the first time to him today. Brett Abdullah will ride him. I think Chris can win 3 races, and Abdullah's riding all 3 of them. This horse, this is only a mediator, so we should be far too good for this. Number 5 was my second pick.
P5 is another trial there for the maidens, and the horses are making their way around to the gates. We do have a couple behind there already, so we'll get through this quite quickly. Number one is War Chest, a congrats 4-year-old mare trained by Kurt Goldman. She has had the 2 starts. She debuted at Canberra back in May of 2015. She then had 2 trials towards the end of November of 2015, and then finally we saw her at Goldman on the 22nd of November 2015, so well over 12 months.
1-5-7-6 in the fourth. So that wraps up the racing on the course proper. We move to the Beaumont surface for race 5. And this one's a maiden over 1,250. There's no scratchings here afield of 8. With the flux here, Gaz, one quite unexpected, has been 750 to 850.
To Neon Jungle
has been 9 to 950 back into 9. 3 So Spirited, $2.70 favourite for Jay Bright.
She tried at Deegan on the 18th of October last year, and she finished last, beating about 7.8 lengths. Number 3 is Queen D, Starcraft 6-year-old mare. She's trained by Craig Tyrrell at the Gold Coast. She's had 31 starts. She has placed on 4 occasions. Last start was at Ipswich on the 2nd of September. It was up over the 2,200 metres, so she's a mare that gets up for a bit of ground. She'll beat about 11 lengths on that occasion, so there might be the two shots for her in 1,000-metre maiden this morning. Elite Bow, a Red Element filly. She's a 3. She's 3. She's trained by Helen Page. She's out of a moon mare called Moonbeam Kisses, who was a winner over the 1,000 metres. She's had 5 foals, 4 to race, and 2 have been winners. And it goes back to the family of Viewed, and also Too Good to Refuse, a horse that currently races up around South Queensland there for Desley Foster, and he's been quite a good horse to Desley so far. So that's part of this filly's family. Sharpenall, a Jetspur 3-year-old gelding. He's only had the 1 start. That was at Eagle Farm on the 1st of November. It was a 1,200-metre maiden for the 3-year-olds. He finished 8th behind Billy the Kid, beaten about 10 lengths. A little bit of break for him straight after that first run in his first trial back today. Number 6, Hell of a Time, a helmet gelding for Marcus Wilson. He's been to the races 3 times thus far, and his more recent was back in August of last year. That was at the Sunshine Coast, where he finished last, beaten about 12 lengths. Behind Saga Miss, he's 3 runs he has been well beaten in, so looking for a little bit of improvement from him at this preparation. And Jewel DeRouge, a Duport filly, for Matt Dunn. She's out of a Masque Mare in Jewelmer, who was unplaced. And it goes back to the family of Kiltrees. And also Red Dazzler, the mare's had seven foals, five to race, all have been winners. And this filly herself is a half to Texan, who won a WA Birthday Stakes listed race. And this is the first time we've seen this filly at the trials today. So first time for Elite Boat and also Jewel de Rouge there. So not much we know about those two horses. Danger Annie has only been seen at the trials once before, and she finished about seven or eight lengths behind the winner of that trial. That was over 1,050. So War Chest, Queen G, Sharpenal, and also Hell of a Time have been to the races before. So we have seen them. The rest, it's a little bit of the unknown. So just seeing one, two, three, four. We've got majority of the horses behind the gates. They haven't started to load just yet. We shouldn't be too far away from the loading end.
So 4.362 there in race 5. Race 6 is a maiden over 1,350. And the scratching is
number 10,
Baser.
We might head over to Dan before they start loading in.
And in this race, Gary, one absolutely win is $16.
The one with the barrier blanket is Queen G, number 3, for Craig Tyrrell.
19-18, 4 Equipped, 850.
So we've got 7 runners for this maiden heavy gap, 1,000 metres.
5 Atasca, 34. 6 Mile Little Soldier, 101. 7 Omea, $380 to $4. 8 Diamond Meteor, $460 to $440, back
and
to $460.
9
at Soadi, $750. And the favourite and the best back, Gary, is
next one coming up will be Danger
Thoughts,
Annie,
$280
into trained by Ben Ahrens and Jay Guthman Chester.
I think it's a special
coming up to gate number 2.
Well named, Simon, as by So You Think.
So he goes in, or she goes in, Danger Annie. She's a mare.
The last two runs, first up here on the Beaumont track.
The next one to be asked up, maybe Hell of a Time. That's coming up with the Clark of the Course. Hell of a Time carries those white colours with the Acheron black checked sleeves, prepared by Marcus Wilson, Brian Wiggins riding. They're going to bring up Jewel de Rouge for Matthew Dunn and Jeff Lloyd.
After that, she goes to Warwick Farm. Of money, 20s into 40s.
Pulls away the first attempt, Jewel de Rouge.
Having its first public trial.
Watch the race closely.
Yes, she's having her first public trial. She's by Duphall.
And from then on, you know, she wasn't a chance.
She carries the maroon colours with the black cap for Matthew Dunn.
First time today. Brent Navdullah to ride.
Now, Elite Bow is going in. She's having her first trial as well.
A lovely run. She was
daughter of Red Element
day,
for Helen Page.
She's well educated. She went straight up into her gate.
Is honest.
But the same can't be said for number 7, Jewel de Rouge. They're still working on the daughter of Dewport. So we wait on Queen G, Hell of a Time, and also Sharper Mal. Sharper Mal also having the barrier blanket applied for the loading process. So another attempt is being made with Jewel de Rouge.
11 a special there in race 6 over 1, 8 and 9. The 7th Gaz, a class 2 over 1,300. Scratching's the 4 Mary Rani,
5 Glenn,
6 O'Reilly's Angel and 10 Slickster. And here we've got one static left.
There's still four runners to load here for this heat. Heat number 5, where we saw
50. 3 California Nike, $215 to $2.
Scarlet Ross to take out our previous
Chicago,
trial.
12 to 14.
Matthew Dunn and
8
Jeff
Simon
Lloyd.
Dream,
they combine here again with Jewel de Rouge.
Western
Saga, the one that won't load.
11 also Adamas, 13 to 14,
and
12
Matthew was unsuccessful with Tango Yankee, being late scratching from the start in the previous heat, failing to load.
Nike. It's into even
last
money now.
Last trial was also a late scratching after getting away from the barriers. So the jockey on Jewel de Rouge dismounts Jeff Lloyd, and they'll try it. Lead her in without the jockey.
He went to Canterbury. IG was a good run. It was only a small pool of 6.
Worcester's coming back from a break, a mare by Congrats. Hasn't started since 2015. That was at Goulburn. And Heather Poland has the right here for Kurt Goldman. Danger Annie. She's had one barrier trial at Deegan. She finished last in that heat.
He's a big threat.
Queen G's had 31 starts, Queen G. She's a mare by Starcraft.
Thought number 9.
And her last start was September last year. Sharper Mal. Only had the one start at Eagle Farm back in November last year. Finished third last behind Billy the Kid. Hell of a Time. He's had three starts, no placings.
3192 race 7, and the lucky last Gaz, race 8, Jewel De Rouge has gone in.
So Sharpermouth's the next one.
1150 metres. Scratchings are 2 Torfeek Boy, 6 Argentina, and 7 Toast.
Lacking the heat here at the Gold Coast today. There's a few playing up.
Lyric 6 into 550. 3 Spritzar's been 17 to 19.
Relined up to face up to the stall.
Just back to 240. 6 Kamehameha. Forward goes in. 12 to 13, back to 12.
So just turtle load now. Hell of a time.
23 to 26.
And Queen G.
9 times stripper, $9. 10 Ajita, 15 to 17, 11 hashtag no
Queen
idea.
G to be ridden by Brendan Newport here for this trial.
Steady support after opening at $21.
Into the gate.
Hashtag no idea.
And hell of a time now. Finally coming up to complete the line with Ryan Wiggins riding for Marcus Wilson.
13 Lucky Sky, 10 to 9.50. 14 is the King, 8 to 9.
Field of 7 here for this maiden.
81.
We'll have one more 1,000 metre trial coming up after this, and then we go to the 900 metre start from trial 7 onwards.
I'd say you're best back with the tab fixed.
Stand by for a start. Worcester on the inside here. There's the pink cap, maroon colours.
He left 58 and a half. He never got a clear out of him the other day at...
Hell of a time, stands well.
Track. He's last start.
No, Sharpermouth's gone off in the gate. So
that day, when he carried 60 and a half.
Shockey quickly took hold of the upright.
He's a horse.
Comes back
that,
down.
Now they're set. Disappointing. He's won 6 races.
Racing.
Four runs before.
Slowly out, hell of a time. No speed. Queen G, the first to fly. Worcester up the inside. Danger Annie going fast. Sharpermouth is going up 3 deep, looking for the front with the white cap. Then came the next one, Jewel De Rouge on the outside of Elite Bow. A break of 4, then came Hell of a Time. And going back to the end was Queen G. Up the side at the 600 metres mark. Sharpermouth's done plenty of work. It's up in front by 3/4. Danger Annie second, third is War Chest. 5 away, 4th then was Jewel De Rouge on the outside of Elite Bow. Then Hell of a Time. And last of all is the Starcraft mare Queen G. On the turn, it's Sharpermouth. It's gone very fast. And as it turns the bend, it's out by 5 lengths. In second was Danger Annie. Well clear from War Chest, Elite Bow, then Jewel De Rouge. But it's all Sharpermouth for Helen Page and Jackson Morris. It's getting leg weary now. It's still 2 in front, Sharpermouth. And it'll beat Worcester second. Third goes to Danger Annie. Fourth goes to Jewel De Rouge. Then came Hell of a Time, Queen G. And Elite Bow was last, 57.60.
Right, there's our preview for Newcastle. Well, their first race coming up.
Sharpermouth.
It's up past 10. Shortly, Greg Hayes will join me with this morning's edition
Jackson
of
Morris
On the Pace.
And Helen Page, front running display there. Sharpermouth bolting in on the trial.
Thank you. Jared Hayne,
although
has,
getting tied towards the end, has held off Worcester.
He says he's keeping an
and
open mind about
Annie
a switch to
in
play rugby
place,
in Europe.
A gap in front of the rest.
Just 6 months after he was hailed as the greatest signing in Gold Coast Titans history.
57.60 for the 1,000 metres for a maiden. Not too bad.
There has definitely
so
been
a nice performance
from
there
French
to Sharpermouth, Helen Page
it,
taking
he
out
wants to chance his arm at it.
Heat number
Cowboys
5, Gelding by Jetspur, thrown by Helen Page. That's its third public barrier trial.
It
has had one start, finished
8th
at Eagle Farm back in November, but obviously freshened
World
up after a spell.
Green has lamented his
and Helen Page has got this one right, so a good performance there, Chantel, from Sharpermouth taking out heat number 5.
Very impressive performance from this 3-year-old Gelding. A little bit of attitude about him.
Former New South
Wales reluctant
to
leave the track
winger,
there,
Drew
but
Mitchell
obviously they thought enough of him
rugby,
to take him straight to Eagle Farm for his very first start. He was beaten about 10 lengths on that occasion. That was over the 1,200 back on Melbourne Cup day, but he had since had a break. He may very well have had enough.
He's now preparing
and he had
for
a break
string
after
of
that, and he ran along
US
with super tempo there.
Ahead of Australia's
he did get a bit weary late, but he was still pretty good overall, considering he's run a very fast time there. Making up good ground was Worcester. This mare hasn't been seen since November of 2015, so a long time off the scene
after he crashed into
for this
another
mare,
car and injured
started
a woman.
Her career off down
South
here
Australian
in New South Wales.
Jay Weatherall says the
move and
by Corey
second spot
Bernardi
was a danger any. She's unraced. She has had the one
Australian
trial previously,
party,
but we might go back and watch a full replay of Charbonnel running along
nation,
at a fast
Nick Xenophon
tempo.
And Senator Bernardi. Weatherall fears it will result
racing.
In disunity.
Slowly
and
out, hell of a time. No speed, Queen G. The first to fly, Worcester off the inside. Danger Annie going fast. Sharpermouth is going up 3 deep, looking for the front with the white cap. Then.